When does that sound, Rob?
The time is now,
Doc.
Bullets for you.
Do not adjust your radio. I love it. Franchise is here. I love it.
Time is now.
I love it. Anyway, welcome, folks, once again to Talking Sports with the 12th Man. Today is Wednesday, January the 18th. We got a packed show here. Got a lot of things to discuss. Obviously, it's been a great week. And yours truly, Andre Peterson, along with Robert Ford. And we are Talking Sports with the 12th Man. Real quick, before we give out the topics, I want to give you the show number to call in for all of our guests, 424-243-9519. So with that, Rob, you want to talk about what we're going to discuss this evening, or you want to leave that to me, or how you want to do that, sir?
Oh, well, we got some hot topics. First of all, we're going to start off with recapping this past weekend's NFL playoff games. As hard as it is going to be for me to talk about my Saints losing, but we have to do it. And then we're going to get into the NFL and college football coaching carousel. And we got a little college hoop, so we're going to finally tap. We're only about 6 weeks away from March Madness, so we're going to talk about the top five teams in college basketball right now, our top five teams. And we're going to talk about the top five teams in the NBA right now, who we think are the top five teams. So if you all want to weigh in on these topics, go ahead and give them the number again, Andre, and we're going to tap right into it.
Yeah, that actual number is 424. I'm playing with the soundboard here. I apologize. 424-243-9519. And then also for those that want to tweet us, we just literally set up our tweet. It is at 12th Man Sports as well. So we got a lot of ways to get some interaction, and we're definitely looking forward to your feedback. So don't be shy. Give us a call, and we'll talk soon. But yeah, with that, let's go ahead and jump into recapping the NFL playoffs from last week. And yes, it's been a rough week for you with or past couple weeks with LSU.
Yeah, go ahead and rub it in.
I'm not rubbing it in. I'm not rubbing it at all. You know, it was a tough one. So, you know, I guess your thoughts on the game. And last week, I think we had an interesting thing. I was predicting that 49ers were going to do some things, and they were going to be real physical with the Saints. And that's kind of what happened. And the sad, not the sad thing, but the interesting thing was the Saints still had a shot to win after five turnovers. So definitely not a knock on the Saints. It's just you know, you guys ran out of time there, so curious to hear your thoughts. And
I
hate to
bring
that up.
I guess he was trying to return the favor since I picked against the Falcons last week. Then you came back
and
picked against the Saints.
Good game.
And I guess we both were right, too, in both cases. but yeah, anyway, of course, you know, of course, the five turnovers, you know, the Saints dug themselves a hole in that matchup, being down 17-0 early in the game. But, you know, you just got to tip your hat to the 49ers. They played well. They were physical. And the Saints, I thought throughout the first 56 minutes of the game, the Saints' defense kept them in the game, even with the turnovers. But once the Saints got back into the game, our defense fell apart in the last 4 minutes. And I know a lot of Saints fans are questioning some of the calls that Greg Williams made at the end of the game, and rightfully so. I mean, you're up by 3 points and really even no safeties in the middle of the field. And it's like we didn't protect the lead. They complete a long pass. We blitz 7-8 guys and man-to-man coverage on Vernon Davis, and he beats us for a big gain. And, you know, you think in worst-case scenario you give up a field goal and you go to overtime. But you know, the 49ers made the play, and they made one more play than the Saints did. And the bottom line is, as painful it is for me to say it, you got to tip your hat to the 49ers on a win. And just give them credit. I'm actually picking the 49ers this week to go into, I mean, to beat the Giants in this particular matchup. So, you know, those of you out there in the Bay Area, you know, forgive me. I know I picked against the 49ers a couple of times this year, but I'm going to go ahead and pick them this week. to beat the Giants, to be at home. I know they're expecting a little bit of rain in that game, so it could be a little sloppy. But I think the 49ers, they're not going to miss those tackles that Green Bay was missing against the Giants. As you see, this 49ers team, I mean, they missed a couple of tackles at the end of the game against the Saints with those Sproles and Jimmy Graham long scores. But overall, I don't think they're going to be missing those tackles like Green Bay was missing this past week. So I'm going to go with the I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself for picking for this weekend, but I'm going to go ahead and give my prediction. The 49ers will beat the Giants. So I don't know your thoughts. If you want to say anything else about the Saints and the 49ers, or if you want to move on to the Patriots and Tim Tebow.
Yeah, real quick, obviously you hear that, Bay Area fans. Robert has picked the 49ers, so I'm sure that's made a lot of people happy. But, you know, and I guess the question for you and a lot of the Saints fans, I mean, if you don't know, I'm sure you know that Greg Williams has left the Saints to go coach with, Jeff Fisher and the Rams, and we'll talk about that a little bit later too. But the defensive schemes, I mean, was that any different? I mean, was that expecting? He's pretty much always – blitz. So I don't know if that's something that you thought he was going to do something different at the end of the game or
yeah, you know, Saints was either the number one blitz team in the league or the second most blitz team in the league. So, yeah, I mean, that is, you know, Greg Williams' M.O. I mean, that's what he does. But it just didn't seem like the right time to be doing that with a lead, with a minute or something. We're actually, you know, 49ers got the ball on their own 35-yard line with 40 seconds to go. I mean, it's just not the right time to be blitzing. And, you know, try to, at worst, give up a field goal and go to overtime. And so, I mean, Sean Payton hasn't been critical about it. You know, I mean, I think he's handling it in a classy way. But I think behind closed doors, they would certainly like to have that one back.
It's one of those situations where you live by the sword, you die by the sword, you know.
And they died by it this time. Kind of like in basketball, if you're a three-point shooting team, you're going to live or die by it. And Greg Williams, he lives and died by the blitz.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, we are both, you know, obviously more critical of our teams than we will of another team, too. So, you know, just to give you guys credit, I mean, as mentioned, the Saints, they still had opportunity to win. 49ers, they really, really impressed me with their physical play. As you mentioned, they make tackles. They're very physical. And Jim Harbaugh has done a great job of coaching that team after 1 year. And, I got to admit, you know, Alex Smith, I didn't know if he was able to make some plays, and he actually showed me a lot in that game. I mean, not only with that great run to give them the go-ahead, but also that pass. I mean, that was just one of those situations where he actually stepped up to the moment. And, I don't know if he's going to be the long-term answer just yet. I mean, I think they're going to re-up him next year, but it was just great to see the maturation process of him, and he became a little bit more confident. And, at that juncture, this goes to show you that he grew up a lot, and it goes to show how having confidence in a quarterback can definitely elevate his play. So, great game.
Yeah,
you've
got to give Jim Harbaugh a lot of credit. I think Jim Harbaugh is coach of the year in the NFL this year. You got to give him a lot of credit for what he's done with Alex Smith. And that defense, Vic Fangio, defense coordinator, has done a great job as well. If you look at that 49ers defense, they have at least one Pro Bowler on every level of their defense. I'm not sure any other team in the NFL has that. I mean, you have at least one Pro Bowler on every level of their defense. Justin Smith on the defensive line, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, the linebacker group. And you got Carlos Rogers, and then the safety back there, Whitmore, I believe it is.
Dante Whitmore.
Pro Bowlers on every level of their defense. And I don't think any other team in the NFL has that. So you got to give them a lot of credit for what they've done out there in San Francisco. And Tebow Mania has come to an end. And your thoughts, you know, John Elway has already come out and said going into camp he's going to be the starting QB going into next year, and he's going to commit to working with Tebow this offseason. So that should be really interesting. But you and I both, you know, said going into this last week that we didn't think that game was going to be close, and sure enough, New England just put away Tebow Mania.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a great story. But eventually you realize that certain teams are going to be out-schemed, and you know Belichick was going to do some things to definitely confuse Tebow, he's confused a lot of veterans in the league. So, you know, definitely Tebow was in over his head. I think it was a great experience for him to really understand how and every team scheme against you. And, you know, for what it's worth, Tebow has definitely been a lightning rod this whole year. Say what you will as far as him not having the tools, and he has the intangibles to get there. So hopefully next year, with them having a full offseason to really put those things into place, and I think Tebow wants to work hard. I think he wants to become a good quarterback. So if he puts the work in, hopefully he'll help himself not become so one-dimensional, if you will, and they'll help to expand that team too. Because I don't really know what everything is as far as what they need. I definitely know that they're going to get another veteran guy to come in just in case to help out Tebow and kind of be a lightning rod to help him get to the next level. And obviously, China Way is there too. So it's just that's how you build it. You build a strong defense, and then you have a strong running game and complement him with other pieces. And they definitely who knows what can happen with Denver. So, but, you know, they got film on Tebow now, so and they have the blueprint from following the Patriots. And I don't know if you watched the game, but Bill Belichick continues to amaze me, putting Aaron Hernandez in the backfield, having him
run.
Yeah,
the running back play. That
and then you see him, you're like, there's no way he's going to be shifty, and he makes people miss. I mean, I don't know how he knew that about Aaron Hernandez, but just, you know, say what you will. You got the coach, you got the quarterback. They're definitely the team to beat, if you will, coming up. So it's just an amazing to see Bill Belichick and his coaching prowess, and they definitely handed it to Denver in that game.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely, Tom Brady put on another show, 6 touchdowns. I believe he had 5 of those by the half. And incredible. I mean, they just totally – Denver, I mean, they made the playoffs as an 8-8 team. They're really a team that that's not playoff-worthy, but, you know, won their division and got in. But like you said, Tim Tebow definitely has intangibles, great leadership skills, and I definitely think, you know, you're going to see him get better as a quarterback over here in the next few years. Really quickly, got a couple other games we want to talk about real quick. The Texans are going on the road to Baltimore, and you know, the Texans is one of those teams. If you go back to some of our shows in February, in August, and you know, I predicted Texans would make it to the AFC Championship game and came close, even with a third-string quarterback, of course. And so you can definitely see this is a team that's going to be reckoned with next year once they get Matt Schaub back. And with that defense, Wade Phillips, Houston just re-upped him with some more money. So he's still going to be running that defense. And so it's definitely a team on the rise, but definitely it's hard to win. It's hard to win with a first-string quarterback against that Baltimore defense, but definitely Baltimore was just a little bit too much for T.J. Yates.
Yeah, I definitely concur in all those points. And real quick, I want to get the show number in there for those that want to call in. Real quick, don't forget, Talking Sports with 12th Man. We got the Twitter up, 12th Man Sports. And then for those that want to call in, the number once again is 424-243-9519. But
call us. Give us your predictions for the championship games this weekend.
Yeah. Any thoughts, too? And I know we got to get to the shocker of the weekend, too, Green Bay getting beat. But, yeah, just to follow what you're saying, I mean, obviously, Texans have been playing a great brand of defense, very similar to the 49ers, just physical, you know, 3-4 has been doing well for them. And make no coincidence that the top defensive teams are still playing, if you will. So we'll see what happens next week. But let's go ahead and jump into the shocker of all shockers, if you will. The Packers getting beat by the Giants. Woo! Anyone pick that? I think not, unless you were a Giants fan.
Yeah, I mean there were a lot of people that gave the Giants a shot. I know, but you and I both picked the Packers last week. And I know hindsight can be 20/20, but if you kind of look at this Packer team, the way they finished the season, didn't really have a strong running game. Greg Jennings wasn't healthy. They got two of their starting offensive linemen out. They had one of the worst defenses in the league this year. And I know hindsight, once again, is 20/20, but maybe we should have saw this coming a little bit. They just, you know, weren't the same team going down the stretch. And I think it kind of caught up with them a little bit, and the Giants were definitely ready to play. And it seems like Tom Coughlin just can get a team ready to play going into Green Bay.
Yeah, it was amazing to see that because, number one, you know, there was a stat, and very similar to the Saints game, if you turn over the ball at least four times, there's a 10% chance of you winning the game. So if you turn over the ball 10 times, there's a 10% chance of you winning the game. At zero, if you turn over five times, there's like it goes down to like zero. So, you know, I don't know how many turnovers the Packers had, but, you know, they didn't play well. Yeah, they had four. So it just, you know, those percentages start going up. And you look at, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, receivers dropping passes. You know, him not getting on the same page with Michael Finley. And I don't know if that was the last game that he didn't play, if that was the whole deal. But it just they just didn't look like the same team. I mean, like you said, no running game. They tried to run a little bit. They didn't have the balance. And the defense, they weren't the same defense that they had, you know, obviously last year. And they were just off. And, you know, it just goes to show you that you can't just you think you're going to show up and we're the Packers, we're going to win. Unfortunately, you know, the Giants had something to say about that, and they obviously executed it and give Eli Manning a lot of credit. He's growing up as well, becoming a big game quarterback. I think he is, there's some stats that he was able to make. He's gotten the most touchdowns in the fourth quarter of comebacks, or it's just amazing how he's actually elevated his game as well.
Yeah.
And,
this is
you know, we'll see.
Eli's best season of his career, even better than the year they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And so just so you know, second to that point. So, yeah, go ahead. I'll let you finish up. Yep.
But it's I'm a little scared of picking against the Giants a little bit, but I am going to stick to my pick, and I'm going to pick the 49ers to win at home this week. So, let's kind of transition a little bit to these championship games, and we'll talk about some of these coaches changing addresses here. And we'll first start off with the Patriots and the Ravens.
Whoo, this is a tough game. If there's any team that can give Brady some problems, it is the Ravens. They're definitely going to do all they can because we heard this earlier that one way how you get a quarterback or get a team is you kind of cut the head off of the snake, and that's Tom Brady. So they're going to make him uncomfortable. They're going to stop the law firm in the backfield, and they're going to try to figure out a way to keep him off balance. Now, obviously, the challenge that you have with the Ravens is that, you know, they're still kind of struggling offensively. So, you know, the adage, you know, defense wins championships is going to be big here. I do think that somehow the Patriots are going to find a way to win, be it, you know, a turnover or something like that, and they're going to capitalize. It's going to be a very, very tight game, very similar to the Saints and 49er game, but I'm definitely leaning towards the Patriots to kind of pull it out in a close game. And hopefully we'll see how Ed Reed is. He's feeling, you know, he's feeling better as well. But that's my prediction for the game. What about you?
I'm going to go with the Patriots as well. I just think they're going to be able to score. You know, the Ravens' offense is not that great. I know their defense is going to keep them in the game. And I agree. I think it's going to be a close game, but I just think the Patriots' offense is definitely a lot more explosive than the Ravens and just going to be able to put up some points. But I see something like a 27-20 or 30-20 kind of game with the Patriots pulling this out. And I got to give the law firm some credit here, St. Augustine Purple Knight, New Orleans. Yeah, so Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, so, you know, definitely rooting for him. But I'm definitely going to go with the Purple Knight. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, the Patriots.
I love it, and we'll see if Belichick pulls any other surprises on us. You know, with another Aaron Hernandez running out the backfield, that was just simply outstanding to me. But I'll let you finish up. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so I'm sticking with the home teams this weekend. I already mentioned I'm going 49ers over the Giants. Let's get your thoughts on that matchup.
Yeah, same thing. I'm in total agreement too. It's going to be. I know we mentioned some rain earlier. Hopefully, I don't know if they're going to cover the field or what, but it's going to be a game that's going to, you know, if you're going with the 49ers, they're going to play physical. They're used to that. You know, let's play dirty. Let's play physical. They're going to pull that out as well. So that's my prediction. We're the 49ers.
So we're both predicting the San Fran and New England Super Bowl. Join us. Make sure you all tune in next week to kind of get our Super Bowl predictions. But let's see if we're both right this time. We're going to the 49ers and the Patriots. Let's get into a little bit about some of these coaches that are changing some addresses. And, of course, the big one, Jeff Fisher here, who's been out of football for about a year. He's taken over with the Rams. And I guess, you know, there was a little bit of a battle going on between the Rams and the Dolphins for his services, and he's going to St. Louis. What are your thoughts on that, and kind of give your grade on that hire a little bit?
I definitely give it an A if you're the St. Louis Rams. Now, obviously, I'm sure if you're Jeff Fisher, you got to look at the team and what you have. I mean, number one, you have a quarterback. You have Sam Bradford, and if everyone you're going to see to hitch your horse to him and think he's the franchise quarterback, you guys got the number two pick. You know, so you're looking at that, and you realize, all right, this is a good opportunity to add either an offensive lineman to protect Sam Bradford or add an explosive playmaker like a Justin Blackmon. You got Steven Jackson. Now, he's kind of been the later part of his career, but at least you have him for a couple of years, maybe one or two years, if you will, and try to get something going with that offense. Defensively, maybe your challenges, you know, obviously you can build upon that. Was it a scheme thing? Was it a situation where the personnel were coached up? You know, I don't know. I think Spagnuolo did a great job. Obviously, he had some injuries, so I don't know what the deal was with that. But, you know, maybe it was the you know, your draft picks or whatever. But, you know, looking at that, and that's probably why he made the pick. You know, he's like, I'm going to go with a team that has a little bit more upside, if you will, as opposed to Miami or other teams out there that didn't have a quarterback or had a little bit more questions. So, you know, I give them an A, and I think they have a lot of promise. And Jeff Fisher is a tough coach, tough physical guy. And I think it'd be good for the Rams. What about your thoughts on this, Rob?
Yeah, I definitely totally agree. I'm going to give that hire an A as well. He's definitely the most qualified candidate available. And the Rams have been down for quite a few years, and they went all out on this one. I mean, 5 years, $35 million. I mean, they're giving a guy about $7 million a year. So they definitely went after Jeff Fisher. And they're showing that they want to win. And Jeff Fisher, you know, looking at it, it's the quarterback position. It's still hard to find these franchise quarterbacks, and they're thinking that Sam Bradford still can be one. He'll be going into his third year next season. And we saw how the light came on for Matthew Stafford this past season in his third year. So the Rams are going to be hoping. And Stafford, first couple of years in the league, was kind of injury-prone, just like Bradford first couple of years has been. So they're hoping that Bradford, the light will come on next year in his third year and kind of have that breakout season. And so, yeah, I definitely get to hire an A. And I can see, just like you said, the Rams going after a guy like Blackmon or the offensive lineman Khalil at USC at the number two pick. But you heard it here first. I can also hear the Rams trading down here. It's going to be easier. It's easier with the new collective bargaining agreement to trade out of these top picks now because you're not having to pay a guy $20 and $30 million signing bonuses if you're picking number one or two. So you're going to be some teams that's going to be interested in moving up to number two or three to get Robert Griffin III here. So I can easily see the Rams trading down and still being able to get a guy like Khalil or Blackmon and get some extra picks.
I agree with that, too. Yeah, yeah. Not to cut you off, I agree with that, too, because, you know, another example real quick is, you know, Cleveland may be in that situation, too, because – you know, they have the advantage of taking our picks, so they may package that and move up or, you know, grab some more ammunition there. So I didn't mean to cut you off. I'll let you finish your thought there. So go ahead.
I see Cleveland or the Redskins making that move up to try to get Robert Griffin III in this particular in this draft. So Jeff Fisher has got a lot to play with going there. And, you know, the Rams also hiring Greg Williams to take over the defense. What's your thoughts and grades on that hire?
Well, I mean, like I said, at this juncture, I'm going to give it a B only because of the fact that Greg Williams didn't stop the 49ers, who you thought were pretty much one-dimensional. I'd like to hear your take upon this because, you know, obviously you've seen them for the past couple of years with the Saints. I think that, like you said, physically and the scheme is going to, you know, hopefully they're going to, you know, probably create more turnovers, but you got to worry about offensively if they have enough pieces to keep up like the Saints. So what do you think about the pick? I'm going to kind of switch that back on you. Is it a good move, you think, or is that going to help the Rams or is it going to hurt the Rams?
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say a B as well. I mean, I still think Greg Williams is a solid defensive coach. But, you know, I think he'll probably learn from that late in games. You know, But yeah, the same situation kind of happened earlier this year when the Saints was playing at Atlanta. The Saints had about a 3-point lead, and he was blitzing Matt Ryan, and the Falcons were right down the field. Had an opportunity. Falcons had an opportunity to score a touchdown in regulation, but the Saints at least held him to a field goal that time, and the Saints won the game in overtime. And so it's you know, now that it's kind of have hurt him, maybe he'll learn from it with blitzing, you know, and trying to preserve the lead, and you know, going to, or at least going into overtime. So maybe he'll learn from it, but I'll give the hire a B as well. Now the Rams are considering Brian Schottenheimer and Hugh Jackson for the offensive coordinator. So maybe by the show next week, we'll have word who they hired as the offensive coordinator. Let's talk about your Falcons here a little bit and the hires that they made here with Dirk Cutter and Mike Nolan. I know you know, you follow the Falcons a lot more than I do, so let's kind of get your thoughts on those hirings as well.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and we have about 4 minutes left in the show, so for those that are checking in, once again, 423-9519. Now, real quick, Dirk Cutter, haven't heard a lot of positives about this hire, only because if you're looking at the Jacksonville body of work, they were ranked pretty low, 32nd, I want to say, so a lot of fans aren't too thrilled about this pick. I am going to give Thomas Dimitroff the benefit of the doubt and hope that we have a little bit more talent than the Jacksonville. Obviously, if you look at Jacksonville, you realize that they only had Maurice Jones-Drew, and if he had a lot of teams scheming against him, then he was still able to lead the league in rushing, so that's got to count for something. I'm going to give it a B- for the pick, for the pickup, excuse me. Mike Nolan, this is the one that everyone kind of like were big thumbs up, even though some people may have went in Spagnuolo. You know, Mike Nolan has been in the league for about a good 14 years. He's known for having great defenses and kind of similar to the Wade Phillips of the world and the Dom Capers. Certain guys are better coordinators than they are head coaches. So hopefully he'll come in and he'll fix this Achilles heel that the Falcons have had being our defense. If you look at certain teams, the Baltimore Ravens, the 49ers sometimes, certain teams have very strong defenses and they have quarterbacks that are just kind of managers, you know. So hopefully we feel that if we surround Matt Ryan with a stronger defense, he'll play better. We'll get some opportunities to capitalize on it and make us a better team. So that's an A in my book. And, yeah, that's what I have going for you. And I don't know if you talked about who you guys think you guys are going to bring in for the Saints. But, yeah, I don't know if you want to comment on that or whatever. We've got about 2 minutes left in the show.
Get my grades on the Falcon Tyrants as well. I'm going to say the Dirk Cutter hire, I'm going to give it a C+.
C+.
And I'll give the Mike Nolan hire an A. And Mike Nolan, like
you
said, experienced coach.
C+?
I'm sorry?
I said, why the C plus, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I mean, I think you have to just kind of look at his body of work the last few years in Jackson. I know they don't have the talent that the Falcons have had, but you didn't really see anything great or any, you know, coaching up ability and that kind of thing out of what he had. And,
wow.
So I'm going to say a C plus, but I do think, you know, he's going to be able to, you know, do one of the things that that will be new that for the Falcons next year, that Dirk Cutter is going to come in here and orchestrate some screen passes, which is amazing that the Falcons don't run any screen plays. Mike Mularkey. So I think in that regard, that's going to give defenses something else to think about, and it's going to tame the pass rush a little bit with Cutter. But I still got to give the hire a C+. But Nolan, I think Nolan is a great hire. He's going to be able to incorporate some 3-4 principles into the 4-3 mix a little bit and kind of give offenses a little bit of a different look. And the guy's got a great football pedigree. You know, dad, Nick Nolan, coached in the league for a long time. And so I would definitely give that hire an A. And getting into the Saints a little bit, Saints interviewed Steve Spagnuolo today for defensive coordinator. You know, I know there are a lot of people in New Orleans that are either hoping for Spagnuolo, but a lot of people in New Orleans are hoping for Jack Del Rio as well. You know, he played for the Saints. His wife is from New Orleans. Her daughters go to LSU. So there's, you know, from a fan's perspective, there's some hope that it'll be Del Rio. But I think everyone will be just as happy if it's Spagnuolo as well. I'm not sure what kind of time
we're looking for. All right, so real quick, I'm going to cut you off, but come see us next week, guys. We got to cut the show off. See us next week, same time, same channel, guys. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Robert Ford will have his first mock draft next week, so
yeah,
we don't want to miss the show.
I cut you off, man. It's cut off right at that.
Get that in.
Yeah, I know, like I said, I was looking at it. You were kind of long-winded to me, and I was like, I'll do a better job of cutting you off. I don't want to cut you off, man, but you can't hear it when it says 90 seconds, can you? You don't hear that,
no,
do you?
I don't hear that.
I hear that. Okay, it's like 90 seconds. I thought you were going to finish your last book. We'll post that or something like that too, man. It's
yeah.
Like I said, whenever I say about 2 seconds, 3 seconds, if you will,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna cut it off, man. So that's something we have to we gotta keep track of that too. So I'll say 30 seconds or 10 seconds, kind of keep that in your head to the countdown. So yeah. I love it. I love it because I got a post here. From one of my guys, and he's a big Syracuse fan, and we were going to talk about them being the number one ranked college basketball team.
Yeah,
so that'd be
I had my
next
top
week
five
too.
Rankings too, and I was going to have Syracuse
yeah.
one.
Yeah, so did I. We'll talk about that next week definitely, but
we'll table those topics for next week.
Yeah, I mean we'll still have some time too, so we'll be talking about that. But yeah, it always seems to go by the 30 minutes. And you know, you were kind of at that point where, you know, we're hoping that we're going to have enough time to get it all in. Because whenever we first started talking, and I was like, man, we have 28 minutes in, so I figured we'd have enough time. So, you know, it's always good. We'll play it out by ear, too. Man,
One of my buddies just sent me a message talking about, man, yes, why the Saints, why Greg Williams want to blitz at the end of the game? I don't feel sorry for him. Like going.
he was listening in, you think?
I don't know, but he just sent me this out of the blue. So I'm wondering, I'm going to have to ask him, was he listening?
I love it. Yeah, we'll table those questions, man, and bring him to the forefront, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inviting you to this. Marcy is officially signing off. Good night, Beza. Thank you. She said good show. All right. Majestic Media, Hotmail, is that your email?
Yeah, that's one of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you want me to send it to?
Yeah, what you sending over?
I'm sending over the links for all the shows.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Send it there.
You can actually, do you have Dropbox on your phone? Or you got the iPhone, right?
Yeah, I do have it, but I don't use it.
Dropbox?
Yeah, I have the app on my phone.
Yeah, so what you want to do is I'm sending you the share folder link, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically what's going to happen is you should get that email, and then it's going to let you see this Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got all of the all of our sports talks. The one that I think was the best one was the one that was from last week, which is from 1-11.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I named the Talking Sports the 12th Man. That's a pretty good one. So you can download it as an MP3, or you can listen to it via on your Dropbox, on the Dropbox app.
Yeah.
So literally, you can click on that, and you can listen to it, and it's going to download it as an MP3, and you should be good to go from there.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah, man. So that's good. What did he say? He said, how come Greg Williams splits all the time? Is that what he just said?
Yeah, he said, why Greg Williams on the blitz at the end of the game?
That's pretty cool. I like it.
Oh, man. Ask Marcy which show was better, this week or last week.
Marsh, which show was better, this week or last week? Huh? Which show was better, this week or last week? Which show was better, this week or last week?
I don't know. I liked this week. Because I really like the intro. I liked your intro song. I thought you guys had a lot of energy in the beginning. And I think that you guys got through a lot of the flow of this week was really good, too. Last week was good, too, but I think you guys hit a lot of different areas and you stopped on time as well.
Can you hear? Can you hear what
she said?
You easily went through the different segments.
I hope
I remember. Hey, Ross.
Hey, Marcy. How are you?
Hey. I'm half asleep. I said I thought both shows last week and this week were both very good. However, I like this week. I like the intro. I like the intro song. I thought you guys had a lot of energy in the beginning. And I thought that the segment flowed very well. I think you were able to go from, I think you hit a lot more topics this week, it felt like. Like you were able to talk about the 49ers, like that game, the Denver game, the Green Bay game, and then talk a little bit about the predictions for I don't know. I just seemed like this week there was a lot more topics that you guys went through, and it flowed very well. It did last week, too, but I don't know.
I thought we had
this
a lot of smooth transitions this week.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Mm. I thought it flowed very well, and then you guys were able to hit the mark at the end and stop on time and still throw out the number and still kind of talk about what was going to be on for next week as well. So, I mean, I think, you know, with each show, you guys just get better and better, and just the chemistry and the flow and the format just keeps getting better. So, that was good. And you picked the Niners.
That's the real reason why she thinks this week is better.
Yeah, right.
All right.
No, it was good. It was good.
I mean, it was tough because I knew, like, I see the countdown, like, I got
to
say it a lot. Rob, they cut it off, Rob, right at that. Once it's 30, the 10 seconds, it's off. It's off. So that's what I learned, you know. So, but once I see that, like I said, you know, you don't have access to the screen on my side. So it's like, I got to tell you, I, you know, you got 30 seconds or I'll say something 30 seconds or 40 seconds, something like that, too, because, you know, that's going to keep us going there. So, you know.
I think once you increase it to an hour, you'll have a lot more time to
call in. Well, see, we'll increase it to an hour once we get some regular callers. That's the plan.
Well, that's the thing. Like, one time when I tried to call in, like, I felt like I was on hold for a while.
I don't think you called in. Yeah, you should do a test call just to kind of let us know.
You
can do a test call next week.
But what happened when callers called?
Like, I was on hold for a while. I don't know if that's off the work.
I don't know if I saw you, because I should, there's a switchboard right here. I should be able to see you come in.
Yeah,
right here.
You should be able to pick it up.
So this is Robert, and then this is me. So I should see you. So if I don't see you.
Well, let's do a test call next week.
We're going to test call next week,
give
Rob.
Give me a prepared question,
okay.
And I'll.
We're going to give her a prepared question.
Yeah, she'll
get excited and call off. All right.
So, yeah, give me something to follow.
Dogs and poodles. I'm just joking.
Okay.
But, yeah, cool beans. All right. Thank you, Marcia. Good job. Our one true fan right there.
Please. I think a lot of people listen in. They just don't call. I mean, you got to think about it. It's kind of nerve-wracking to call.
You think it's nerve-wracking to call?
Yeah, because I called once. Well, okay, again, I don't know if I was a phone call.
Should we give, like, a free hat or something like that if you call in, first caller? free hat. Falcons hat. I'm like, what? What's going on with that?
We'll say,
a divider hat. I love it. We should get, you know, I don't know. I'm just messing around. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're trying to, you know, next week I'll say we're trying to evolve here, so we appreciate your patience as we're trying to get our sea legs and see how the show evolves, because, you know, right now it's really informational. You know, we got to add some fun and, you know, some energy, and, you know, to it, and we'll figure out.
I mean,
you know?
It's great. I can see the evolution, and I find it informative. You know, I listen to 790 all day at work. So.
She listens to 790. That's awesome.
I do. I'm
a sister,
but I do.
All right. We may need to.
I'm not saying that.
She's very funny. Yeah. We may need to copyright the name 12 minutes. So we'll talk to you later about that.
You'll need to as well as other.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. All right. That's your job. Love you. Bye. You get future profits. Oh, it's like getting paid, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. It's future profits.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I have to sign up to a futures contract.
Futures contract. We'll give you a signing bonus later. Oh, man. Good night. Jeez. All right, cool. Any last words? As we wrap up the show, you okay? Everything good?
Oh yeah, everything was good. Like I said, I kind of thought the show was pretty smooth tonight. I thought the transitions were really smooth.
Yeah, I won't leave you hanging. Too typically, I know the balances. I always give out I was introduced and I give out the show topics, so I didn't mean to leave you hanging like that, too. So I'll just give you that,
know,
and I'll let
it's
you.
It's not like I didn't know the topic, so, no, I thought it worked really well.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I want you to, typically I'm always like, hey, this is what we're going to talk about tonight, and, you know, all that fun stuff. So.
I mean, I knew the topic, so, I mean, you know, you didn't throw me off.
Yeah, I mean, typically, but like, you know, typically I always do the introductions, and then I'm like, all right, this is what we're going to talk about, and then, you know, I'll let you spill into that because you always have good insight, and, you know, we'll go from there. So, you know, we'll switch it up every now and then, but typically I don't want to leave you hanging like that, not to do what I'm supposed to do there, so it's good.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to have to talk to a couple of people, see if they listen in.
I got, like I said, somebody just posted and they said, I'll listen in. He said, I'll listen in only if you talk about, like I said, Syracuse, my number one Qs. And then that was pretty cool. But, you know, yeah, I mean, like I said, we got the link now. It's the same thing, blogtalkradio.com/12man sports. So that should be easy to pass that along. And, you know, we got the Twitter up, and then, you know, obviously the good news is that we'll work on the podcast next week, too, because I want to do that, some little segments for, like, draft segments, because we have longer to speak. So we'll get that, and that's really fun, too. So I can do, like, little jingles in the middle of that, too. So that's actually going to be cool.
Yeah. Sounds good, bro.
All right, man. So like you're sleeping, man.
Oh, I'm good.
You sound like you're sleepy, man. All right, that's it. Well, cool, man. We'll talk tomorrow as always, man. Good show as always. Appreciate you being there. And, you know, next week, it's on. But, you know, we'll talk soon, obviously. We got lots to weigh. But let me know if you get that link and if you have any questions with that. And, like you said, listen to the show. Let me know your thoughts, and we'll go from there.
All right, T. All right, man.
All right, sir. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. All right.
All right, bet. Bye.